The information ministry in Baghdad was among the targets hit during another night of sustained air attacks on the Iraqi capital. There also were attacks on a palace used by one of Saddam Hussein's sons and on Republican Guard positions south of the city. Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, speaking through an interpreter, said the only way for U.S. and British troops to survive is to surrender or withdraw.
If they continue to be stubborn in their aggression, we will confront them with all what we have, depending and relying on God Almighty and on the will of our people and leadership. We will destroy those forces.
NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. A night of heavy bombardment that stretched into daylight.
That's right. There was a constant thud, thud, thud overnight. This morning we heard warplanes flying low over the Iraqi capital. As you noted, U.S. missiles hammered Saddam Hussein's Republican Palace, which is just across the Tigris River from where I am. It had already been hit several times. While there's certainly symbolic value in hitting the palace, it's unclear why it's being hit again and again. There may be bunkers underneath. I can't confirm that. But another telecommunications building was ripped apart early this morning. That makes the seventh in 3 days. Phone service is now largely disrupted in Baghdad and perhaps in the country. It's hard to know from here. TV was knocked off the air for a while, but is now back on, though apparently only in Baghdad. Programming's largely stock footage of Saddam Hussein, with some new songs performed by Iraqi artists in honor of what Iraqi officials are labeling the war to end all wars.
Is there any sense that the Iraqi government is losing control of the situation?
It's very hard to know, Bob. There have been no speeches by Saddam Hussein in a couple of days, and it's impossible, frankly, from my vantage point, to say how much his command and control have been affected by the bombing. We continue to be briefed by top officials like the Vice President and the Minister of Information, whose line is the U.S. has been stymied. However, the point does seem to be Iraqis believe the government is still in control. By all appearances, security services are still very much in evidence. They've taken up positions across Baghdad, along with Ba'ath Party members and civilian fighters, and they've cast a pall of fear among civilians. People in Baghdad had begun to speak out a little more freely a few weeks ago, anticipating a quick U.S. victory. Now they're clearly uncertain of the future, and they're unwilling even to whisper dissenting views.
What sort of restraints do journalists face there?
A lot. The press corps is now only about 150 reporters from around the world, and there are only 16 Americans. Apart from freelancers, the networks are absent, as is CNN. We all live in one of two hotels, and since the information ministry was bombed, we now work out of the Palestine Hotel under very strict surveillance of Iraqi security. It's kind of like reform school. We've been warned if we don't register and stay at these hotels, we risk being arrested as spies. The information ministry has clearly been taken over by Iraqi intelligence. An official I've known from the information ministry for some time has distanced himself from me, confessing he fears he could be labeled as pro-American. Our reports, per se, are not censored, but our access to information and people is restricted, not just by the government minders who are in almost constant attendance, but also by the fear of Iraqis to speak out freely. But, you know, there are still opportunities to penetrate the fog.
An Iraqi general says thousands of Arabs have volunteered to become suicide bombers. Have you seen any evidence of these Arab volunteers in Baghdad?
Well, early on, we were taken to a camp where there were some of these volunteers, but despite requests to see more of them, we have not been given permission. A spokesman says the numbers willing to be martyrs are increasing. He claims that Arabs are coming from countries in the region because they're disgusted with their own governments who've done nothing to come to Iraq's assistance. So far, according to the Iraqis, these suicide attacks have been individual initiatives, but the vice president says they are now part of military practice and part of Islamic tradition. I asked if the suicide bombings on Saturday outside Najaf didn't put all Iraqi civilians at risk. Since American troops are now on notice, Iraqis in civilian clothes could intend to kill Americans, and the response was, no, not at all.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.